Welcome to the Bayview United Church worship service for Sunday, July 19th, 2020. In a couple of seconds, Karen will start prelude. So if you can go down to the bottom left, if you have a Windows-based computer, and mute yourself and stop the video. Karen, you can start anytime you're ready. If you have an Apple machine, then top right will be your controls for mute and stop video.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Cindy.
So good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our 19th Zoom Worships video and audio service. And it's always a joy to hear people's entry and their voices, or to see people, and just to come together and to worship together. You all sound and look just wonderful. We had 68 people that signed in last week, so well over 80 people. So our attendance is really great for the summer. It's amazing. We've never had so many people. So thank you so much for finding this a meaningful time and for joining us for worship each Sunday. I know it's been another hot week. Some people got some rain and others are looking for rain. It is still so dry out, but we're hoping for some better, cooler weather, but I'm not sure if it's coming. And if you enjoy the stars, I sent on the bulletin an opportunity to look at a comet that hasn't been around for 6,800 years. And it is here now, and you can see it in the night sky, and you won't be able to see it for another 6,800 years. I don't know what we'll look like then. But it's called the Neowise Comet. It's 3 miles in diameter, and you can see it in the night sky just after sunset in the northwestern sky, just below the Big Dipper. And so if you love to look at the sky and are able to, I know it's hard with all the city light, but some of you might be able to see it, especially up north, and enjoy it. So as we again turn to the life of our church, we continue to thank all those who are able to support us financially during this time, and really appreciate people taking the time to do that, and also to remember the Mission and Service Fund as well, for we do need to make sure that we can continue to care for our church and the wider community as well. And I, as always, I really encourage you to take time just to phone in to or to call people that you haven't maybe talked to for a while, just to check in and see how they're doing. It really just brightens everybody's day when you get a chance to talk and to hear each other's voice and just to see how people are doing. And I always enjoy people calling or emailing to let me know how they're doing as well. I want to just thank those who are participating in our service today. So thanks to Karen, our music director, and to our soloists, Lauren and Penny. And Lauren will be singing a solo later. It's just always so wonderful to have the music part of our service and to have it done so beautifully in our service. So thank you to our music team. Thanks to Lori, who will be reading our scripture as well as a minute for mission later in the service. So thank you for doing that. And thanks to our tech team, our hosts, Brian and Ron and John. You do a super job, and everyone seems to be able to get in. And if you're not able to, please do contact Brian, and he will certainly try to help you to get in a little easier. So always feel free, if you have any troubles, to call Kaz or Brian or email Carol or myself, so that we can make sure everything is going well for you. We want to extend our sympathies to Dave Pelton's family, as Dave passed away on July the 15th, and we know him for being part of OYM and BUC, and we just pray for his family during this time of sadness. I did hear that there was also an anniversary this past week. Sanai and Tetsu Fukushima celebrated their 59th wedding anniversary on July the 15th. So congratulations to you both, and wish you lots of blessings in the years ahead. And I heard about some birthdays. I just heard this morning Precious celebrated a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday. And there's a couple more birthdays coming up this week. On July the 22nd is Kay Fujita's birthday, and I believe July 24th is Don Wirth's birthday. So we hope that you all have had and will have a happy birthday, and we're now going to invite Karen. She's going to play Happy Birthday while we all sing Happy Birthday to our people. So we hope that you all have lots of love, joy, and many blessings as you celebrate your day and the year ahead. And if you do have birthdays or anniversaries or anything that you'd like to celebrate, please feel free to let me know. I'm happy to announce anything and be able to celebrate with you. So if you have an order of service, I invite you to follow along. You can join in the prayers. You can sing along if you have the words or know the, you can just hum along even if you know the tune. So Karen will play an introduction to our hymns and our soloists will sing them for us. So let us just take a moment to quiet our thoughts and minds as we prepare for our hearts for a time of worship. So this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So welcome to this new day to worship and praise God. May our hearts and our minds be open to receiving the blessings of this day. Awaken us from our dreams so that we are ready to follow in God's direction. Turn our wrestling into opportunities to draw closer to God and to one another. Let us gather now to celebrate God's presence as we at work in our lives. Let us unite our hearts in a time of prayer as we join in an opening prayer. Let us pray. O God, our comfort and direction for living, we come to you in this time of worship to seek your presence in our lives. When we sway from your path, lead us back so that we may reach our full potential as your people. Guide us this day and help us to be open to the moving of your Spirit. Amen. So Penny will now lead us in singing our opening hymn, Praise My Soul, the God of Heaven.
Soul, the God of heaven, glad of heart your carols raise, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me should sing God's praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Maker all your days. Praise God for the grace and favor shown our forebears in distress. God is still the same forever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing our Maker's faithfulness. Like a loving parent caring, God knows well our feeble frame. Gladly all our burdens bearing, still to countless years the same. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, all within me praise God's name.
Thank you, Penny. That was lovely. Let us continue as we join together in our prayer for grace. Let us pray. Living, loving God, we have come to this place to encounter your holy presence. We ask that you reach into our hearts and minds to remind us to see you and others in new ways. Help us to know you in our waking and sleeping time, and may we always feel you at work in our lives. Amen. And the good news is that we have a God who is always coming to us, seeking to guide and nurture our spirits. So may we feel God leading and inspiring us each new day. Amen. So Lori is now going to read our scripture lesson, followed by Lauren's solo in the quiet curve of evening.
Today's Hebrew lesson is taken from Genesis 28, verses 10 to 19a. Jacob left Beersheba and started towards Haran. At sunset, he came to a holy place and camped there. He lay down to sleep, resting his head on a stone. He dreamed that he saw a stairway reaching from earth to heaven, with angels going up and coming down on it. And there was the Lord standing beside him. "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac," he said. "I will give to you and to your descendants this land on which you are lying. They will be as numerous as the specks of dust on the earth. They will extend their territory in all directions, and through you and your descendants, I will bless all the nations. Remember, I will be with you and protect you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done all that I have promised you." Jacob woke up and said, "The Lord is here. He is in this place, and I didn't know it." He was afraid and said, "What a terrifying place this is. It must be the house of God. It must be the gate that opens into heaven." Jacob got up early next morning, took the stone that was under his head, and set it up as a memorial. Then he poured olive oil on it to dedicate it to God. He named the place Bethel. May God's blessing be added to this reading.
In the quiet curve of evening, in the sinking of the days, in the silky void of darkness, you are there. In the lapses of my breathing, in the space between my ways, in the crater carved by sadness, you are there. You are there, you are there, you are there. In the rests between my phrases, in the cracks between the stars, in the gaps between the meaning, you are there. In the melting down of endings, in the cooling of the sun, in the solstice of the winter, you are there. In the mystery of my hungers, in the silence of my rooms, in the cloud of my unknowing, you are there. In the empty cave of grieving, in the desert of my dreams, in the tunnel of my sorrow, you are there. You are there, you are there, you are there.
Thank you, Lauren. That was beautiful. It's such a wonderful hymn, and actually it almost didn't make it into Voices United, because if you were following the words, it never mentions God's name, but it is very much in reference to God being present there. And so one of the members of the hymn committee actually had to fight for this beautiful hymn to be added to Voices United, and it is a blessing. So thank you, Lauren, for choosing to sing that one this morning. There was a woman who needed to go to her doctor's medical clinic, and she wasn't able to get an appointment with her own doctor, so made an appointment with a new doctor who had just come. So she was just in his office for about 5 minutes, and she came running out of the office, screaming down the hall to the reception's desk, and her doctor happened to be standing at the reception desk and asked, you know, what's the matter? And she explained what had happened. And her doctor immediately took her back to this new doctor's office and said to him, you know, what's wrong with you? Mrs. Roberts, she's 65 years old. She has 4 children, grown children, and 7 grandchildren. And you told her she's pregnant? The doctor kept focused on his computer screen. And he just said, does she still have her hiccups? I'm sure when Mrs. Roberts heard this news that she was pregnant, that she must have felt or wished that she was in a dream, or perhaps it was even a nightmare. But dreams, I wonder, how many of you remember your dreams? Some people remember, and as a result of that, they remember their dreams, and other people will say that they don't dream and that they never remember them, so they can't be dreaming. But the reality is that all of us dream. And some of us recognize that for every dream that we have, there is a purpose, there's a meaning. And some people have made a living interpreting dreams, and they may come up with an idea if you tell them your dream, what it means. But it is only the person who dreams, who can really say whether that resonates with them, whether that meaning is what it means to them. And so it is a very individual opportunity to really understand our dreams. And psychologists and neurologists have been studying dreams, and they say that dreams are really the brain's way of really cleaning out our thoughts and ideas that we perhaps have had during the day, that they are really just getting rid of the excess thoughts that really are mundane and don't really mean much. And also they're taking those thoughts that are important and memorable sort of filing them away in our brain, so that when we do need that information, it will be accessed for us. So our brains are really trying to declutter ourselves so that we can have a peaceful and restful sleep and ready for the next day. So sleep is so important. And they say that 12% of people dream in black and white. And they said in the 1940s and 50s and 60s that almost three quarters of adults dreamed in black and white. But suddenly they were dreaming more in color. And I think it's, they say, because of color TV coming in. That in the 40s, when TV started to come in, it was in black and white, and so people were dreaming in black and white. And then as time went on and we have color TV, people began to dream more in color. And some people say they can't remember whether or not their dream was in color. And that's okay, because the color isn't really important. What's really important is the content, the meaning behind the dream. And so that's what's really important as we do our dreaming. Some people may have nightmares, and nightmares, they say, are sometimes for us to, that their brain is wanting to tell us something that's really important, that is in our subconscious, and it needs to go to our conscious mind. So we have this nightmare so that we will remember what it is that is important for us to try and deal with in our life. And some people have dreams where someone dies. And when someone dies in a dream, they say it can mean that you have a new relationship with that person. And sometimes a parent might have a dream that their child died. And what it is really referring to is that there's a new relationship that is changing, and that the parent is not quite ready to let go of the child and let them have the independence. And so they have a difficult time with it. And so they may choose to deal with it in this way. There was a woman who had this recurring dream about her son, that her son was diving into a pool of soup that she had made, and that she just sat in her chair watching him dive into the pool and drown. She just sat in their chair and just sat watching. And when she would wake up, she would feel like she's not a caring mother. And she felt very badly about this. But then she began to really think about this particular dream and what it was saying to her. And what it was saying was that her son had completed college and decided that he would take some time off to find himself. And that he had taken off so much time that that the mom was having to provide for him financially and all his emotional needs, all his meals and cleaning. And as a result of that, she was feeling a sense that this isn't good. And so her dream was telling her things need to change. Her son needs to become independent, to get a job, and to move on with his life. And so her dream was helping her to make that change, that shift in her life with her son. So dreams can be quite powerful in our life and have really significant meaning to what we are dealing with, the situations and the struggles that we have, and help us to really look at our spiritual and emotional life so that we can be healthier and move forward. So our scripture reading this morning is talking about a famous dream that I'm sure you all remember, the story of Jacob and his ladder. And it's important just to sort of set a context for this particular dream, that in the dream, before the dream, Jacob was living with his father, Isaac, and his mother, Rebekah, and his older brother, Esau, and himself. And his father was getting old and was blind. And Jacob was really wanting to have the family blessing. And tradition was that the eldest son got this blessing from their father. And Jacob really wanted it. So he lied and he schemed. And he tricked his dad into giving him the blessing instead of Esau, who it was supposed to go to. And when Esau found out that Jacob had stolen the blessing from his father, he was so angry, he wanted to kill Jacob. And when Jacob heard that Esau wanted to kill him, Jacob's mother, Rebekah, told Jacob, "You've got to leave. You've got to leave Beersheba and go to Haran, where my brother is. You can stay with your uncle, because Esau is after you." So Jacob got his things together and he left. And as he was walking the long journey to Haran, he got tired. He got really lonely. and a little bit frightened. But he was so tired that he needed to rest, and so he found a spot where he could lie down. And he put a stone under his head, and he began to sleep. And he had a dream, and this is where he dreamed of a ladder or a stairway that reached from earth up to heaven. And on the ladder were angels ascending and descending from heaven to earth and back up. And then he dreamt that God was beside him. And God proclaimed that he is the God of his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac. And he told him that he was going to be his God as well. And God gave him three blessings, promises, that he would always be with Jacob, that he would protect Jacob, and that he would bless Jacob and the future, his future generations. And it was after this that Jacob woke up, and he felt that sense of holiness, and he took the stone that he had been resting on, and he set it up as a shrine and poured olive oil on it, and said, he called this place Bethel, the house of God. And it is here in this house of God that Jacob was reunited with a God that he had deserted. Jacob had turned away from God, and yet through being deceptive and cheating to take this blessing from his brother, God came to Jacob and offered him blessing. And so it was a powerful thing to see that now that Jacob was now connected with earth and heaven and with God, and that God cared for him enough to be able to offer him this amazing blessing. And it is that blessing that he carried forward as he journeyed on to Haran, where he spent 20 years before coming back to his homeland. And there in Haran, he married and had four wives and 12 children, 11 sons and a daughter. And so he was blessed, and all of his children were blessed. And it is that blessing that was enabling him to carry on and to recognize that God had left him. It was only he that had left, and that God was always with him, that God was present with him. And that is the gift of this passage that gives us that perspective that enables us to see that God is always there to be our guide and our support and our presence to help us to journey forward and to encourage us to see God at work. The Right Reverend Stan Mackay, who was our moderator in the early 1990s, he always used to say that the Holy Land is not over in Israel where Jesus lived. The Holy Land is here, wherever we are, that God is here, and that all we have to do is open our eyes to that presence and to feel that presence at work in our lives and enable us to be able to use the gift of God's love in our lives. And so God is encouraging us to find ways to see that presence in all that we do, to take time to notice God's presence that comes to us through these angels, through these messengers, that gives us direction and wisdom through our dreams sometimes and in our waking time, that enables us to see the gift of God at work in our lives. About 10 years ago, a man who's probably in his about 40, early 40s, he went into the metro station in Washington, and it was during rush hour. And during that time, he had his violin, he took out his violin, and he played for about an hour music from Bach. And for 45 minutes, people who were on their way to work or taking children to school walked by. About 2,000 people walked by in that time period. And some people stopped, and a few children were stopping. But their parents were pushing them along, pulling them, saying, "We got to go, we got to go." And some people threw some money into his violin case. And after about 45 minutes, he got about $34. And after playing for an hour, he stopped. No one clapped. And he left quietly. This man was Joshua Bell, a famous violinist, that when he was 17 years old, he had played Carnegie Hall, and that he was now, 43. He had about $15 million in his bank account. He was playing a $3 million violin. He was playing very complicated pieces from Bach. And yet, no one noticed him. He was incognito. Actually, the Washington Post had sent him in as an experiment to see how people would react to him during this rush hour time. And they were testing people's perception, seeing what their priorities are and what was they were yearning for in their lives. And what he found out was that people were so absorbed in their day-to-day routine that they missed seeing this amazing masterpiece of an artist at work who had actually 2 days before that had played to a sold-out audience in Boston, people paying over $100 to listen to him. And yet here he was incognito, and nobody really saw or heard him. And so we miss out. We miss out when we get so absorbed in what we are doing. And so I believe that the story of the dream that Jacob had was to awaken us to seeing that God is present and at work within our lives, and that we are missing so much if we don't tune in to that presence, to see the meaning of God in our lives through our dreams and through our lives and daily events. It is important just to take that time. And so I also think that this time, as when we are in this pandemic, truly is an opportunity for all of us to just take time to reflect on, what's really important to us, who is important to us. Are we living out and doing the things that are so important to us, that are kind of our dreams, our hopes, and have we done those things? And are we taking the time to really prioritize what's important in our lives so that we have meaning and that we can truly live that out in our lives? And so I hope that in our lives and in your days that you will take the time to really just reflect on your life and what you've done and what you hope to do, and find and think of ways to fulfill those opportunities, those dreams, so that you can truly live out and feel fulfilled in your life. So don't miss out on that relationship with God. God is right there with you, within and around you, to help guide and nurture you, and giving you the angels, the messengers, and the wisdom so that you can carry on and live your life as God intended. So now I invite Penny, who's going to lead us in our next hymn, "God, Reveal Your Presence."
You alone, God, we own. You are God and Savior. Praise your name forever. God, reveal your presence. Hear the harps resounding. See the crowds, the throne surrounding. Holy, 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 hear the hymn ascending. Angels, saints, their voices blending. You alone to us here. Hearken, O Lord Jesus, to our humble praises.
Thank you, Penny. That was lovely. I'd like to invite Lori. She's going to read our minute for mission.
Protecting the children. Imagine growing up in a place of conflict, where you live in constant fear of violence. This is what it is like to grow up in Gaza. As a church family, our hearts cry out for those who live in fear every day. Mission and Service supports Defense for Children International Palestine, which offers programs for children in that region. Members of the Abu Arar family were on their land across the street from their residence in the Zaytun neighborhood in northern Gaza. Around 6 p.m., a rocket struck the area, severely injuring 19-month-old Saba Muhammad Hamdan Abu Arar. The child died around 7:30 p.m. from extensive shrapnel wounds. Her aunt and the fetus she was carrying were also killed. A three-year-old sister and other family members sustained injuries. Based on evidence gathered from the scene, witnesses, and experts, Defense for Children International Palestine concluded the blast was the result of a misfired rocket fired by a Palestinian armed group nearby, and was not caused by an Israeli forces strike. Incidents like this one happen often in Gaza. Israel and Palestinian forces have been in conflict for decades, and as in many conflicts, children are often the victims. We give thanks for the work of global partners like Defense for Children International Palestine, which offers programs for children to express in art what they are experiencing and activities that help them just be children. If mission and service giving is already a regular part of your life, thank you so much. If you have not given, please join me in making mission and service giving a regular part of your life of faith. Loving our neighbor is at the heart of our mission and service.
Thank you, Lori. So let us now join together in saying the prayer that Jesus first taught his disciples. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lauren is now going to lead us in singing our closing hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in deep deepest sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, thy turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
Thanks so much, Lauren. It's such a beautiful hymn, and you're saying it beautifully. So I hope that you have enjoyed our worship service this morning and found some meaning for it, and able to take something away for your day and the days ahead. May you always be open to just seeing the presence of God at work within you and around you, maybe coming to you in your dreams, messages of how you can fully live your life in that spirit of God's love and grace. So next Sunday, July 26th, this will be our last Zoom audio video service for the summer. And during the August, we will take a break and have some holiday time. And as a result of that, I have listed in the order of service a couple of local United Churches who offer Zoom audio and video worship service that you can tune into during the month of August. We will also be sending out a copy to those who don't have any email access through our newsletter that should hopefully be ready to be mailed out next week or emailed as well, so that you will have a list of places that you can connect with, and you can connect with any services around the world that are offering online services. But we will be back. Please come back September the 6th so that we will continue our Zoom audio video services once again in September. So as you go this week, may you feel God's blessing, fill your hearts, may Christ's presence bring you a sense of peace, and may the Holy Spirit inspire and uplift you with joy and hope today and always. And now may you trust in the assurance that God is always with you. You are never alone. Thanks be to God. And remember that God is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. God will watch over your life. God will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of God's hand. And so Karen will now play for us, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you for attending Bayview United Church's conference call worship service for Sunday, July 19. You may now unmute your microphone and start your video. If you want to stay on to chat, for telephone callers, I will unmute your microphone.